Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monterey Rye. And joining me today is the one and only River Guide Chris.
Hey, howdy, hey, everyone.
And the girl that was late to the party, Monterey Molly.
As usual.
Here we are. All right, let's go around the Zoom. Oh, excuse me. I am almost over whatever's happening. We're on the up and up. Anyway, let's go around the Zoom. Anything new in our lives? Anything happening?
Nothing new and exciting over here in Molly's world. Other than update, which kind of goes with the theme of today's episode, is my cat, Colonel Mustard, has finally realized that if I'm taking a nap, he can cuddle with me, which is very exciting for him.
That is exciting. That's very exciting. Chris, what's new in your life? Anything?
Personal life, nothing new and exciting to share.
I started going back to the gym and stretching, so we are off to a good start in 2025. Ooh. Just took us 12 days to get there because of being sick.
Well, I guess if I play off of that, I have not yet, but I hope to start training for a 5K tomorrow. So
yes. Yes.
But I haven't started yet, so I was like, yeah.
I know. The Disney Marathon happened today, January 12th,
right,
when we're recording this. Chris and I were just talking about that before Molly got on. We both said we would like to do one of the marathons, but Chris said, I don't know if I can do it or not. And I said, Chris, I follow two people that did not do any training, and they completed the marathon. So as long as you keep a 16-minute pace, you are above the balloon ladies, and you will not get swept.
That is true. It's very true.
I said, let's train for some 5Ks. It takes 8 5Ks to do a marathon, and if we can do half of them, we can do a marathon. We're signing up for next year, baby. We're right. Doing it.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
All right, Disney news. Let's go into that now. I know, Chris, you were writing things down.
I was. Okay, so the very first one I want to talk about real quick, the Walt Disney Company just yesterday or the day before committed $15 million to the L.A., Los Angeles area fire relief and rebuilding. So for anybody who has not watched the news and is not aware, the majority of L.A., and I'm talking L.A. area, so Hollywood, Palisades, actual Los Angeles, all of the communities around Los Angeles are currently on fire. And the Santa Ana winds are blowing at hurricane strength winds. So everything is going everywhere and making it even worse. So Disney, I mean, the company, its history is based back in L.A., has donated $15 million to start, with the possibility of there being more. And of course, all of us send our thoughts and prayers to L.A. Moving on from there, we'll go down to Disneyland in Anaheim, which is, for those of you who aren't aware, about 35-ish miles from L.A. And I saw a TikTok the other day about the stark difference between being in Anaheim and being anywhere near L.A. Anaheim is safe. The air is actually good right now. There's not a lot of smoke or anything down there. And today, January 12th, Disneyland closed the Timon parking lot to begin the Avengers Campus expansion. So you're not going to see a lot of construction going on inside the parks at Disneyland right now. You know, it's 70th anniversary. We've got more important things to worry about. But outside of the parks, you're going to start seeing construction on some of those expansions that we've been talking about.
And did you look up the map, Chris? Is that just basically across the street from the backside of Avengers Campus?
I have not looked
yet. And not
yet.
The backside of water?
I'm glad we both thought that. I have not looked yet, but I will pull it up. We can talk about it a little bit later, maybe. Okay. Disneyland, Timon, parking lot. All right. Finally, the last big thing I have is that Disney announced recently that the new ship, so Disney Cruise Line, their new ships coming between 2029 and 2031 are going to be a brand new, smaller class of ships. So right now we have the Magic class, which is the Magic and Wonder. You have the Dream class, which is the Dream and the Fantasy, and the Wish class, which is Wish, Treasure, soon to be Destiny, and then one unnamed ship. Those are the three classes we have. This new class is yet to be named, of course, but it will be 20% larger than the magic class, but smaller than the dream and wish classes, which are approximately the same size. So Ryan and I were talking about the before Molly got here. It's interesting because a lot of cruise ports are getting grumpy with the cruise lines, and they're, oh, we're going to build the biggest ship ever and trying to outdo each other. And so there's a lot of ports that these big ships can't get to. And I think Disney is looking at that going, hey, we have people that want to go here and here and here. And what if we, instead of made the world's largest ship, we actually made it smaller so that we could get into those places? There's your Disney news for the week.
There it is. I'm looking up this Timon parking lot thing, Chris. I can't find.
Figure out where it's at.
No.
I
I really can't.
wonder. Simba parking lot is right behind. Okay, so the Simba parking lot is right there behind California Adventures.
Hang on. Timon parking lot is I.
Ditch.
So it's. Okay. So it's actually. It looks like. Let me share my screen with you. Hang on. You'll have to ask.
Allow.
So if you look, California Adventure is here. It is this right here, this I.
Okay.
So it's before Catella Avenue. It butts up to Catella Avenue. The Anaheim Convention Center is across the street from that.
Perfect. Okay.
So I would assume this is probably all cars land right here.
Probably.
Which means, let's see if I can pop this one open now. Yeah, because here's Catella Avenue.
It looks like it kind of backs up to both, where it's like on one end it's
Yeah.
cars and on the other end it's Avengers.
It's right
So
here.
maybe
It's
they're
whatever
gonna
this
yeah. It
lot
looks like they're
is.
gonna push Avengers like back and kind of have it be the
Diagonally, kind
backside of
of
Cars Land.
right.
Yes. But
Again, not the backside of water.
I do believe though there are some buildings back here, some construction and maintenance buildings. So I don't know if they're gonna be how they're gonna really work around that, but I'm
Right.
sure they have a way of doing it.
A lot of what I've read and a lot of what I've seen has, basically said, especially with California Adventure, most of what's coming is going to be done backstage. Like, you're not
Which.
going to see a ton of disruption in the park. It's not going to be Walcott like, Epcot was for the last 5 years.
Right. Which, I mean, it makes sense. They wanna. Especially when they're going to be going across streets and in
Yep.
backstage areas, it's a different story than when it's right in front of your face, like how Epcot
Exactly.
was. I mean, you can't get an Epcot without going around the places they were trying to revamp.
It,
So.
absolutely. And I, I don't, no shade towards Disney and what Epcot, what happened at Epcot. We totally get it. But just thankfully, a lot of times when it comes to Disneyland construction, not always. I mean, there was a lot of closed down and walls during Galaxy's Edge, but for the most part, a lot of the stuff takes place backstage because
Yes.
that's what we have room for.
Yes. It's also when it's multiple years
Right.
versus like, oh yeah, okay. Like Epcot was under construction for 7 years to put some planters in a new building and a stage. Tron took 5 years to build a coaster when it took Universal 5 years to build an entire land.
Yeah,
So,
no comment.
yes. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Unless there's anything
I'm
else.
excited. No, that's all I've got.
All right. Well, I'm a little tired from that intro. What about you guys?
I could use a nap.
You
I'm
could use a
always ready for a
nap.
nap. I
Well,
could always use a nap.
let's talk about the top places to take a nap at Disney World, because that's what today's episode's all about. I texted Molly and Chris and I said, "Hey, let's do a napping episode. Where can you nap in the parks?" There was no real guidelines to this. It was just give me as many as you can think of. So Molly sent me 10. I had 15. Chris had 19, which is incredible. So I
I think
took
I
our.
narrowed it down to like 16.
You may have by the time you sent it to me. So what I did is I took all of our top 10s and I gave them a score. So our number one was 10 points and our number 10 was 1 point. You get the idea. If we had more than 10, I just gave them a 0 point and they're going to be our honorable mentions. So, the way this worked, we have 29 total napping locations between the three of us, which is pretty impressive.
So I have to ask you
Wow.
guys really quick, did you do anything other than attractions?
Yes.
No, yes, I did. And actually,
Do
there's one more that I meant to put on here and I totally forgot. And I'm just going to say what it is now. So that gives us 30. And I was thinking the beach at Yachton Beach.
Okay. Because I had
Forgot
a
that
few that
one.
I didn't put on there. I was really tempted to put PC 11205 on there, Ryan.
What's that?
Patterson Court.
Oh, okay. Yeah, our old apartment. Yeah,
Our
okay.
apartment.
I feel like it has to be on Disney property, Chris, not where we used to live.
There were no rules, but and then I had a couple other places in Animal Kingdom and whatnot that are great napping spots, but they weren't attractions. I sort of
No,
just
that
kept fine
was
with attractions. So,
you could do whatever,
oh, I
but
know, but
here we
when I got
are.
to 19, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, so let's go with our honorable mentions first, and then we will go into the actual list.
I'm
So,
excited.
I already said Yacht and Beach on the beach. Sounds great. We also had Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I can't say
Okay.
it. Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
I can see that.
Dark. Cozy. Yep.
It's one of the ones I cut off my list. That
Correct. Feathered Friends in Flight. That was you, Chris.
was
Nobody
me.
else mentioned that one, and it was below your 10.
For good reason. It's a
Yes.
35-minute long show. It is a fantastic show if you want to go watch a bird show. I was like, the seats are comfortable enough you could sit there and sleep, but also like in my head I was like, I don't know that I could sleep with that many birds flying around.
And it's also outdoors, right? And like the
It
hottest in
it's
the hottest park.
it
So
is, but it's not. It's technically,
shaded.
it's in a theater, like amphitheater type situation where there is covering and whatnot.
Okay.
So.
All right. Another Chris was the tiki room, the enchanted tiki room. I don't know how anyone can nap in there with all the clanking, but sure, Chris, go off.
Well, that's why it was near the bottom of the list. My list consisted of two things. The length of the attraction. Okay. So a lot of the longer ones,
Well, yeah,
great,
absolutely. That's
great
a lot I
sleeping
did
spots.
too. Yes.
But then the noise and the comfortability of the seats.
Yes. Another Chris honorable mention was Country Bear Jamboree.
Again, I've not been to the new one, so I like the old one I could have napped in there, the new one, I'm not sure.
It's a small world, which this one, Chris and I both had. This is the first one that two people had on their list, but it was past the 10-point mark. So it's a small world. Journey of the Little Mermaid show.
Oh, I
The
hadn't thought
actual
about that one.
show is
Likely
that
haven't
was
been there in
my
5 years.
yes, that was my honorable mention. It's dark, it's cozy, nice comfy seats. I think it's like a 17-minute show.
Like that, yeah.
Chris, this one was on your list. This was Living with the Land, which I can't believe I didn't think about.
Right? You of all people, I'm shocked.
I think it's because I'm just so painfully ready to get off of it that I'm just like, I can't nap. I need to get off.
See, and I didn't put it on my list because I'm like, I'm paying attention. I like the plants.
Yes.
Well, my number one on my list is not one that I personally would nap in because I pay way too much attention to that show. But, and we'll talk about that when we get there.
Fair enough. And then our last honorable mention was Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. That was Molly's. And Molly, I can't believe I didn't think about that one because that's a great
I
one.
thought about it last night and forgot to put it on my list. I cannot believe that.
It's
No, that's a
yeah that
great one.
it was number 10 on my list because I was like, okay, because I realized my list was very much like Epcot and Hollywood Studios heavy, and I was like, oh, I gotta get something for Animal Kingdom, and I was like, man, the number one place I can think of that I have actually napped at Animal Kingdom was the Nemo show.
Yes.
So I've taken a nap in the Nemo Show theater, but that was during a rain delay while we were like, because that's where we would stage to go work Rivers of Light. So
Oh.
like, there was a rain delay, so I went and took a nap in the theater. But I've
Smart.
never actually napped during the Nemo Show.
And that is it for our honorable mentions. We are going to get
Ryan,
into, yes.
I do have one more.
Okay.
May it rest in peace. Ellen's Universe of Energy.
I mean, that was number one for me, but
You're right.
it's Molly actually has one on here that is no longer existing too. And she ranked it pretty high.
Because I
So,
have
I'm
fond memories
interested.
of it.
Napping there, actually.
Of napping there specifically.
So, this is going to be our list of the top 20 places to nap at Walt Disney World. Coming in at 2 points, the Walt Disney Railroad. Another one I did not think about. Genius.
It's a
Chris,
20-minute ride.
so good.
yeah, I never thought, like, I don't
And
know why I didn't think about it.
It's a 20-minute ride, and although it stops and goes, you don't have to get off. So really, it could be 30, 40, 60.
However long you're snoozing,
You just got
That
to get past the
said,
bell.
you got to get past the bell and the loud noises and the random people staring at you for sleeping on the railroad.
But that's okay. Number 19 coming in at 2 points. Soren, specifically the side. That was Molly.
That was mine. Because here's the thing is if you're on Soren, I personally, I'm also a nap aficionado. I can nap in the most insane areas. If you give me a spot to put my butt, I can nap there. And so Soren specifically, because I love a nap where like my feet are dangling. This is just me. Hear me out. But obviously, if you're on Soren and you're in the middle, then like you've got the best view, so it's all fine. But if you're on the sides where like you get like the bent Eiffel Tower and all that stuff, you're not paying attention anyway. You might as well enjoy a sick as hell nap.
Right, or rows 2 and 3, where you're gonna see people's feet dangling above you.
Exactly.
But this is also like, if you think about this one, it moves you too, right? Like it rocks you. It's
It
actually
rocks
a
you to
really
sleep.
good, like, that's another one that I should have thought about that I didn't think about.
Yeah, I did not think about Soarin'. One of my other things, though, and the reason I cut the Haunted Mansion from my list was wait time to nap time. Like, what is that ratio? Because let's be real, waiting for both Soarin' and Haunted Mansion is going to take longer than the nap that I'm going to get in.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong on that. Which I think is why once we get up higher, you're gonna see a lot of us have we have shows. And that's why, because it's a longer time to nap and a less time to wait. Yes. The next one we had was Pirates of the Caribbean. That one was me. The reason for this, it's because it's dark and it's a boat.
Isn't it the
And
one
it
boat
rocks
ride you
you.
like?
It depends on what park I'm in.
Okay, fair enough.
Disneyland, yes. Disney World, I can sleep in
Meh.
it.
Long as you're not sleeping on the Disneyland one.
Yes. The next one we had, oh, sorry, Pirates had 3 points, so that was my number seven. The next
Okay.
one is the Journey of the Little Mermaid, the clamshell ride. This was Molly.
Yes. Because here's the thing is I've fallen asleep on this ride more than once. Back in my VIP tours days, it was one of the rides we rode on the Classics tour. I typically didn't ride it because it's not the most exciting ride. But if I was ever with a kid who was like, "Oh, I want to ride it with you, tour guide Molly," I'd be like, "Oh, absolutely." And it happened on more than one occasion where like they send you backwards, you're going under, you see the bubbles, immediately asleep. Immediately.
Especially if it stops.
If it
Oh,
stops,
yeah.
I'm done. I'm like, oh,
Yeah,
my day's
you're
done.
done. Yep. Love
I
that.
mean, those clamshells really are comfortable. I'm not
They
gonna lie.
are. They
Like,
exactly. And once, well, that's what I'm saying is once they, because they lean you back when you're going underwater and the bubbles go up. So you're reclined already. And then they have the whole bubble effect. And I'm like, oh, I'm just asleep now.
love
yeah,
it.
I can see it. I can see it.
The number six, this was number six for me. This had 4 points. Tom Sawyer's Island, specifically the forts.
Okay. Because
I'm mad I didn't think about that one.
nobody goes in there. Like,
Right.
I specifically have never actually napped in Tom Sawyer's Island, but if I wanted a good nap where I'm not going to be disturbed, I would go to Tom Sawyer's Island in the forts and lay down because nobody's going to bother me. I'm going to have all day
It's
until a
true.
cast member literally is kicking me awake and saying, "Park's closed. Let's go."
Right.
All right, another four-pointer was Mickey's Shorts Theater. This was you, Chris. This is number 15 on our
Yes.
list.
So this is over at Hollywood Studios. I have not personally been there, although I did like pull up a Google image of the seats and they look like Mickey's shorts, which is great. So when we say Mickey's Shorts Theater, we're talking about like short cartoons, not his shorts, but the
But the
chairs also
shorts are
look like his
involved.
shorts.
Yes.
Yes. It's only an 11-minute show right now, but again, comfortable seats, dark. If you've seen it more than once, I mean, that'd be a great time to catch a few minutes of sleep.
Yeah. Next one at 4 points was the Sunset Ranch Market.
And this also has
Yeah.
a very specific theming behind it. Again, this is also based on personal experience of places I have actually napped. But very specifically, Let me paint you a picture. It's in the evening around Hollywood Studios. You just had one of the best pretzels you've had in your life, a delicious Mickey shaped pretzel with cheese. You sit down to enjoy it at the Sunset Ranch Market. You get Fantasmic going on in about 15 minutes or so. You finish your pretzel, you take a quick power nap, and then you're off to the races.
This is on Hollywood Boulevard.
Sorry, Sunset. Yeah, it's
Or
on
yeah,
Sunset.
Sunset. Okay.
Yeah, it's on Sunset. It's a Sunset
And
Ranch
like the
Market.
backstage area, you can like there's that Cast Connections building behind it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
Know
I know
exactly what
exactly
you're
what
talking
you're
about.
talking about now.
This is the
That I mean,
one.
yeah.
Yeah, the entrance is right across from the entrance. Or sorry, the
Yeah.
entrance to Fantasmic is right across from it,
And
which is
there's like
why
a
it's
DBC
perfect.
stand right there too. Yeah, I know
Yep.
exactly.
Yep.
That
I
is
was
a
gonna
good
say the
spot.
one.
That said, as a Fantasmic stan, I'm concerned that you're not getting in line 20 minutes be like, before the line opens.
I'm not worried about it.
She'll see it one way or the other. And let
I'm
me
like,
tell
I've
you,
seen the show
the place
already.
I ain't gonna nap in Phantasmic because that is not a comfortable auditorium, let me tell
No.
you. That did not
Not
make our
unless you have to,
list.
not
that's why you have to
unless you
nap
can get a
before.
whole bench to yourself. Sorry, Molly,
Correct.
what?
That's why you got to nap before.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yep. Next one on our list at 5 points was One Man's Dream. This was me.
Okay.
And specifically the auditorium, which I don't. Are they doing meet and greets in there now? I heard they're not doing shows. I heard it's like meet and greets.
Sometimes it's a meet and greet, sometimes it's a show. Like, I mean,
Okay.
again, I haven't been there since like 2018, but when I was there in 2018, like I'd go in and
Yeah.
Star-Lord and Groot were meeting, and then sometimes there'd be a show.
Either way. The show sometimes can last 3 minutes. Sometimes it can last 20 minutes, just depending on what it is. Again, comfortable seats. It's dark. It's comfortable. Why not? So that's where I had that one. Another 5-pointer was the Shishi Udushi Garden, Molly?
Yes. Yeah,
Oh,
the
Japan. Oh, wait,
Shishi
wait. I
Udoshi
missed one. I'm
Garden.
sorry. I missed one. It doesn't matter. They're the same. So go ahead. Do Shishi first. We'll do
Okay,
that. It's
great.
fine.
Yeah, this is the Bamboo Garden at the Japan Pavilion in Epcot. Again, built on personal experience. There's a nice little sitting area that's right next to it. I will say it's not the most comfortable seating, but because you have the Bamboo Garden doing its thing, making those nice relaxing noises right next to you, it's very easy to lull you to sleep.
Very nice. And the one that I missed, same amount of points, 5, is the Impressions of France. And I believe that was Chris.
That was me. Impressions of France, not a whole lot to say. It is like a 17, 18 minute show. It's all about France. The seating is fantastic. It's a dark theater. The only thing I have to add to that is, Ryan, we were talking about drinking around the world one time. And you're like, I don't know how anybody could manage to do that. Going to things like that, the American Adventure, etc., and just chilling for half an hour, 45 minutes is one way to get through it.
Yep, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. We are in our top 10 places
Ooh.
to nap.
Ooh. Ah.
At 6 total points, we have the Hall of Presidents. It's history class, number one, so it's easy to sleep. Number two,
Rude.
comfortable chairs. Chris, I love history, but it's easy to sleep. Comfortable chairs. Dark theater, not really noisy, right? Like it's just people talking at you. So that's where I had it. That makes number 10.
Out of curiosity, where on your ranking did it land?
It would have been, it has 6 points, so it was
Fourth, right? Fifth or,
fourth.
yeah,
Fourth
fourth or fifth
Okay.
on my plate. Yeah.
Because on my list, it was like 14 or 13.
Yeah, it's 0 points for you because it was a honorable mention in your list, technically.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yep.
So I was just curious.
The next one we had at number 9, The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Again,
Molly.
I
Molly,
don't know what it
please
is.
explain.
Okay, I don't know what it is with me. Dark rides, a clamshell, a moving attraction
Oh.
knocks me the heck out.
Molly, it was on my honorable mention list. Don't worry. I'm
Yeah.
backing you on this one.
You said Seas with Nemo and Friends. I was thinking the Seas Pavilion. I was like, where are you sleeping in that pavilion?
With the
Yes,
sharks.
I'm in the tank.
on a raft. Okay, next one. Again, Molly at number 8. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground.
Yes, again,
May it rest in
just
peace.
RIP. I have so many memories of this playground specifically as a kid, both playing on it and also napping on it because It obviously it was like a huge playground that you and a whole bunch of other kids could play in and like climb up in. And so my personal favorite move was to try and find like a corner where I'm like, I could tuck in here, take a quick nap real quick.
That's awesome.
Love it. Going to Chris at number 7, Mickey's Philhar Magic.
Ugh. Love Mickey's Philhar. This is one though where
But
I
I'll
have.
nap there.
Well, I was gonna say this is one that I don't nap many places at Disney. This is one where I have fallen asleep unintentionally. I was so exhausted from the day. The seats are comfortable. It is a dark theater. More importantly, 3D glasses. So nobody can tell, as long as you're not snoring, nobody can tell that you're passed out.
True. The reason this one
Like,
didn't make mine is things being blown in my face.
fair.
Air
I
and
can't believe I
bubbles and water and
there's a lot going on and smells.
yes.
I can't believe I forgot this one because this is also one that I have fallen asleep at.
And Ryan, that's the reason that neither A Bug's Life or Figment made my list.
Correct. Bug's Life. I would love to fall asleep in Bug's Life. It refuses to let me.
Yeah, when it starts stabbing you in the back.
All right. Number 6, this is going Chris again, Muppet Vision 3D.
Again, same exact reasoning. I would never sleep through Muppet Vision 3D. I love Muppet Vision 3D, but
Hey, the Google review
fantastic
last
seats.
week said that they fell asleep, so
Right?
we're not the only
I
ones.
had forgotten about that. But fantastic sleep, or fantastic sleep, fantastic seats, 3D glasses.
Love that. This one made both Molly and my list. This is at number 5. The monorail. Molly was specifically to Epcot, which I do agree with, but I'm going to add to it when she's done.
Okay, yes. So that's all really is it is perfect to it is a perfect nap. The seats are comfortable. If you have the car to yourself, you're the races,
Correct.
man. It like
Yes.
and I'm sure Rye is can fully agree with me. Is nothing. Here's the thing, is there's a lot of things to like mark what a good Disney trip is. I think getting an empty monorail car is like the creme de la creme.
Yes. So, and this is where I was going to go with this because the Epcot line, it just depends. Like, if you can get an empty car on the Epcot line, it is prime. It is perfect.
Exactly.
That is top tier. However, if you cannot get the Epcot line by yourself, the best place to go to get a monorail car by yourself is the resort line because nobody is ever on car 5 or 6 in the resort line. So that's another place that I would suggest because then you get the bench to yourself. You take a nap. Yes, it is going to be a little bit noisier because it's going to stop more frequently, but a round trip is like 15 to 20 minutes. Epcot is an 8-minute trip there and then 8 minutes back. So again, about a 16-minute trip total.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Definitely keep that one in mind.
And gotta say, I'm glad that we stayed on brand with us two monorail people being like, we'll take a nap on the
Literally.
monorail.
Yeah,
Yeah, we're
right. not, as long as you're not driving it, it's fine. Okay. Okay, number 4, this one was Chris and I, The American Adventure.
You go ahead and take that one, Ryan.
Again, history class, comfortable seat, dark.
30 plus minutes.
Yes. In Epcot. Good for after your German beer.
That's exactly.
Anything else, Chris?
Again, if you're gonna drink around the world, having some specific spots planned out to either get food or take a break. American Adventure, we did not use simply because we had gotten food at Beer Garden just before. But if I were to not eat at Beer Garden, that'd be a big but. But if I were not to, then I would definitely use the American Adventure as a slow down, sober up, relax before you continue your way around the world.
Number 3. This was Chris and I again. The Carousel of Progress.
Now,
That's a good one.
Molly, this is my number one. This is where I said I would never sleep through the Carousel of Progress, but I know plenty of people that do.
I have.
But it
Point
wasn't on her
an
list.
example.
It wasn't on my list. Here's the thing is a lot of these I'm like, oh, for like the aesthetics and where I would want a nap. This is the places I would want to nap. The thing is like I don't want to nap on Carousel of Progress because I love it. But the
Right.
problem is I can and I have and I will and I most likely will again.
I have to be
It's
honest,
dark. Go ahead.
I don't know that I've ever actually napped at Disney World.
Wow.
Like, I'm just
It's good
on
on
that.
you.
I'm like on that go, go, go. I don't know that I've ever actually napped. This is just where I would love to nap if I could.
See, and so for me, I'm a go, go, go person, but the minute that I sit down, all of a sudden my body's like, okay, you stopped, so now I'm gonna sleep.
Well, the
Like,
other thing is, when I go to Disney, I don't do the things like this. Like, I don't sit down
right.
and do the Carousel of Progress. I don't sit down and do the Hall of Presidents. I'm like, oh, there's Splash Mountain, let's go. There's Space Mountain, let's go. There's Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, let's go. So
Well, I
that
was
could
gonna
be part
say,
of it too.
notice that the majority of this list is either shows or very slow-moving boat ride type attractions
Omni
or
Mover,
Omnimover
yes.
attractions.
Correct.
there's a reason that these are the ones that you're sleeping on.
Right. But I said Carousel of Progress because to me, it's outdated. So I'm just like, see ya. My dreams are more updated than this. And it also spins. So again, motion.
Exactly.
That
Well,
little
that's what I was
gentle
going to get
motion.
at. That gentle motion. As long as nobody freaking stands up. Somebody stands up, you're going to ruin everybody's entire nap because then they're like over the intercom telling you to sit down.
Yeah, they're like,
Yes.
oh, please remember to stay seated throughout the entire ride.
You have the
That
perfect mic for that. Oh
was
my
perfect.
gosh. All right, number two. We all had this and we all ranked this in our top three. Spaceship Earth.
Yay.
I love Spaceship Earth. And if you're
Wait.
sleeping through Spaceship Earth, like, bad on you.
No, good for you.
No, bad on you.
Thank the Phoenicians for your nap.
Do you remember how easy it was to fall asleep?
With the ADCBs?
Really hoping she was gonna get it right this time.
I was gonna try and redeem myself, and I'm like, I'm not even gonna try.
No. All right, so I think this one's pretty obvious. Omnimover, inclines and declines. When you get to the
History.
top, history,
History.
when you get to the top, it's dark. And cool, like it's a cool feeling too. Like it's like physically cool, right? Like it's the temperature is cool.
Yeah, the temperature is cool.
It's like perfect napping temperature.
It's dark with just like little twinkling lights.
Yeah, it's like perfect.
Yeah.
Anything else that you guys want to add?
I think my favorite part about Spaceship Earth and specifically napping on it is, and this might just be me, is you can like nap and then like wake up and in theory take another nap. On the same
Yes,
ride.
because
It's
it's so
great.
long. And also,
How long
like,
did I say that was, Ryan?
I don't know off the top
I'm
of my
looking. You
head.
go ahead and say what you were gonna
But
say.
I was also going to say, this is when also the ambiance, like, yes, the ambiance of like what you're seeing, but the sound ambiance too is very
Yes.
calming and relaxing.
Exactly. And you have the narr it's is it Judi Dench? She's the
It
narrator, right?
is Dame Judi Dench,
Yeah,
and she's just so
and
calming.
she so calming. Like you get her in my ear, I'm like, Dame Judi Dench, just send me away.
And then this is a 16-minute ride, so it is a
16
good
minutes.
length.
That's a perfect cat nap.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Your like optimal nap, scientifically proven, is 23 minutes. Which
So damn.
is interesting that 23 is also a Disney number.
So
So
stay on and go again. Ride it twice. And number one on our napping list. Again, all three of us had it. This was number one for Molly and I. Number seven for Chris, the People Mover.
Yay!
Yep.
Congratulations, People Mover, for being the DCP Anonymous first
I
annual nap winner.
best place to nap.
I feel like when you tell someone like, oh, best place to nap, the first thing you think of is People Mover. I don't know why, but is
It
that what you
well,
guys think too?
yes, and I'm going to tell you why because I think I know exactly why, and it's what we were talking about earlier of like the weight and like how much
Yes.
the weight means. And so it the thing is a lot of rides, like you can call them walk-ons, but there's still like an element of I have to wait to get onto the ride. With the People Mover, it genuinely is, unless hell's frozen over or something like that, it genuinely always is like just a walk-on where you just walk right up that ramp, right onto the seat, right into nap time.
Yep.
There is
And
no, and I will give Molly this. There is no pre-show. There is nothing. It's literally a magic carpet. Like it moves, you know, it's not an escalator, but the carpet basically runs you up. So you're not even having to move to get up to the People Mover.
so if you're
Yes.
that tired, you don't even have to move your legs.
Yeah. Like it is perfect ratio of weight to nap ability. Whereas even the shows, if you don't catch it right on time, you're having to wait 15, 20 minutes to get into the show. So,
And it's 10 minutes long. You have
Yep.
the nice, cool Florida breeze. You have the dark areas. It's just one of those, again, it rocks you kind of.
Yes.
It's a great place to go take a nap.
In
And
my
if you
defense,
are napping, they're not kicking you off. They're just going to let you go again.
more likely than not, which that is true. In my defense, it is only 10 minutes. And if you catch it in the middle of the afternoon, you're also getting like bright Florida sun in your eyes at times.
Yeah,
So, like,
but your
that's
eyes are
why it
going to be
was
closed.
lower.
You wear
You're asleep.
sunglasses and you wear a hat.
There you go.
And this
But
is
yeah, that's why it was lower on my list.
also one prone to stop. So it's going to be longer than
Truth.
10 minutes.
Truth. I did not think about the
Which
stoppage.
is hilarious because if you can't walk onto this ride with how slow it gets, like, okay, so the way this works, escalator up. Then you're on a walking platform that's circling the platform. You walk on the walking platform. As your car comes up, you enter the car and you take off. For some reason, people still have issues walking onto this ride, even though you have all the time in the world. And it causes the ride to stop because people can't get on in time.
Which for any other ride would be a major disappointment. For the people mover, though, everyone who's on it, you feel that stop and you're like, 5 more minutes, nice.
Right.
As long as you're not in the hot sun with the blaring.
Very true.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
as we
Yes.
said, you're wearing a hat, you're wearing sunglasses, you're taking a
You're
nap,
golden. You're
you're
golden.
good.
So that's it. That's our top places to nap at Walt Disney World. You're welcome. Enjoy your next vacation.
We did it. We solved it. You're welcome, everyone. Rye, can we get a recap of our top 10?
We sure can. At number 10, we have the Hall of Presidents. At number 9, the Seas with Nemo and Friends. At number 8, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground. Not there anymore, so good luck. Number 7, Mickey's PhilharMagic. Number 6, Muppet Vision 3D. Number 5, The Monorail to Epcot. But if you don't get your own car, hop over to the resort line, you'll get your own. Number 4, The American Adventure. Number 3, The Carousel of Progress. Number 2, Spaceship Earth. And number 1, The People Mover. With Oh, you know what? I have to tell you something now that I'm looking at this. Spaceship Earth and the People Mover actually both tied
Hide.
at 23 points.
I believe it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep, the only reason the People Mover is above it is because it's alphabetical order, the way it's sorted.
Well, and I think it also makes sense because it was both our top ones.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you
Wow,
and I
that's
both
crazy.
gave Spaceship Earth 8 points and People Mover 10 points. So it was our number one and our number threes.
We're so in sync.
Yep, we are. So there you go. People Mover, Spaceship Earth, depending on what park you're in.
If you can't decide, monorail.
Yeah. And if you're in Hollywood Studios or
Or
Animal Kingdom, guess what? We have another list. Just go back in the episode and find
you
out
can
where it
just go to the
was.
honorable mentions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, here, I'll give you one in Animal Kingdom that is not an attraction. In the Oasis, as you're coming through the front of the park, there are some bridges that go through some like cave areas, and you could like there's literally
Oh,
benches. You can
you're
just lay
so
down on a
right.
bench in one
Yeah.
of those caves and pass out,
You
and they're
can.
cool and like, yes.
That's yeah, that's so right. Cause you know what? It makes sense because you haven't made it into the park proper, which is where they produce all the heat.
Yes. So let's do number one for each park. Number one for Magic Kingdom, People Mover. Number one for Epcot, Spaceship Earth. Number one for Hollywood Studios, Muppet Vision 3D. Number one for Animal Kingdom is, where is it? Wow. Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond, which is Molly's number 10.
Yay!
The Nemo Show is a great place to sleep.
So, Animal
The
Kingdom,
Nemo Show.
Animal Kingdom did not make the top 20. It is in the honorable mentions.
There's too much going
Animal.
on at Animal Kingdom for you to be napping.
It's also, here's the thing, here's my problem. I don't know about you guys. Again, I, as a nap aficionado, I can nap in most places. If I'm hot and sweaty, it's almost impossible,
I would say
which
that the Nemo
unfortunately.
Show, is probably the place to nap at Animal Kingdom
Yes.
because you're not
Exactly.
gonna nap at Festival of the Lion King. You're not gonna
No.
nap. Like, there's not very many theaters, especially outdoor ones. So really, this is the place that you're gonna nap.
Because it's inside, it's in the AC. It's a fun little show. It's a dark theater. It's also a huge theater. So
Yeah.
like you can tuck yourself all the way up in the back seats, and I'm pretty sure nobody even knows you exist back there.
Yeah. Between the three of us, there was only two Animal Kingdom attractions for
Right.
napping.
Again, all of my Animal Kingdom spots were non-attractions, and I just went simply with attractions.
I got the best place. Collie River Rapids. Take a nap there.
I'd love to see somebody try and take a nap on Collie. No, if you are looking for a spot, though, again, the Oasis, the caves, they're fantastic. Also, right across from Feathered Friends in Flight, the bird show, there is a pavilion with, what do you call those?
Finger twirls?
I'm blanking on fans. Wow.
Oh,
Literally, the word
finger
fans.
twirls.
Yeah. There is a pavilion across from Feathered Friends with fans that sometime we use for stroller parking, sometime there's actually tables there. So like if there are tables there or even just benches over there at the time, great place to just kind of chill.
You
It's right
know,
there on the water, so you can like watch the water.
honestly,
And
depending on, sorry, as Molly and I are both like, we have more. As I'm thinking about this, depending on the day and the animals, Kilimanjaro Safari would not be a bad place to take a
yes.
nap.
Kilimanjaro was on my list. It fell off my list completely again because of ratio.
Yeah. But like, if you have a boring ride, like if there's no animals out and the truck isn't that crowded, not a bad place to nap.
Or more importantly, if an animal walks out and refuses to move out of the pathway.
Correct.
Very true. All I was gonna add, Chris mentioned stroller parking. Hey, in an absolute pinch, you could just crawl into someone else's stroller.
Stroller. I was gonna say that's hilarious. Get that double wide.
Exactly.
Finally, if you're looking for a nice bar lounge place to chill and possibly doze off at,
Oh.
Nomad Lounge is a fantastic spot over at Animal Kingdom.
I forgot all the DVC lounges.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hello, if you're a DVC member, DVC Lounge, obviously.
Also, exciting news that I forgot for Disney News, they have started construction on the Spaceship Earth Lounge at Epcot.
Oh, exciting. Cool
Yes,
stuff.
so
Anything else, guys?
think that's it.
Sign off time?
It's time
I
for a
think we're
nap.
done. I
Time
think it
for a
is time
nap.
for a nap.
All right. Until next time. Oh, until next time, follow us on the socials, which is Instagram, DCP Anonymous Pod, or just email us with some ideas for podcasts, dcpanonymous@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Rye.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. We'll see you real soon.